Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Well, welcome to Mind Food Radio, and I'd like to welcome to the show Mark Rose, the General Manager of the Reece Hotel in Queenstown. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Michael. Nice to hear from you.
Now, congratulations. You guys have done very well and won a very prestigious award.
We've won the World Travel Award for Hotel Residences in New Zealand. Our team is really excited, and it is a great reflection on the effort that they put into, to look after our guests that we've won the award.
It's a great win, though, because, you know, I think when travellers think of New Zealand, they obviously think of the South Island, they think of Queenstown, but you were right up against so many big brands right across the country. So to bring that home is pretty extraordinary, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is extraordinary. But, you know, being a standalone boutique hotel, we have complete control of everything we do. We have very little staff turnover here. So we have this amazing team who are all focused on what our guests need. And we'll go the extra mile to get it done. We don't have to go to head office to ask for extra resources. You know, we are head office. Our guests are the most important thing in our world. And we put the effort to make sure that they have a great time.
Look, I've been fortunate to stay there a couple of times, and I've got to say, you do feel that from your staff. I think as soon as you walk into that reception area, you've got that wow factor when you look out over that lake and that beautiful mountain range. But the staff always set you apart. Nothing seems to be a problem. You know, they really do go that extra mile.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm always amazed. I get a lot of feedback from people who have stayed with us saying how friendly the team here are. And my immediate reaction, Michael, is to say, well, isn't that what hospitality is about? You know, the root word of hospitality is being hospitable. And if people are remembering us because everyone's so friendly and helpful, you know, what's happening in these other hotels? It scares me. I mean, surely that's what we're about. We are a service industry. We've got great, guests coming to a great part of the world, and we want to show them the best possible time. So, we put a lot of effort into making sure that our staff are well-trained, well-resourced, well-paid, and they stick around. I mean, I had something like 3% turnover in staff in the last 12 months, right. Which for the hospitality industry in our country is just amazing.
And also particularly for Queenstown, because I think Queenstown is quite cyclical. You know, you see a lot of, young people sort of travelling through Queenstown. They may stay there for 6 months or whatever and then go again. So I think that's an extraordinary number at only 3% turnover.
Yeah, but in saying that, they come to town and they bring languages with them, which is, obviously what we need in the hotel because we have such a cosmopolitan group of people coming to stay with us. And then they stay with us on a working holiday, and then we train them up and we put a lot of resource into making them grow, and they decide to stay. So, it's great for New Zealand because we get people from Europe and Asia coming and getting citizenship and staying here and bringing their culture and their identities with them. It gives the hotel an amazing feel.
Now, some time ago, I travelled with Ben, your executive chef, in terms of going to some of the producers and providers of that beautiful quality produce over in Central and Cromwell. And you had big plans in terms of the food offering. And the wonderful thing is that bowl there of just great produce. How is that going with not only the house guests, but the local trade?
Well, New Zealand has always been a bit of a poor cousin to Australia when it comes to dining rooms and offerings. We put a huge focus on our offering at the True South Dining Room at the hotel. We've got alongside all of our local producers, and they provide us with fresh, organic produce, which then Ben turns into amazing offerings. Food and wine tourism for Queenstown has grown exponentially over the last couple of years, and the sort of tourists that we're getting in, especially because we have so many people from Australia coming over, and they have such high expectations of when it comes to food and beverage. The offerings have improved dramatically, and we're so fortunate to live in this food basket and this and wine, the great wine that we have from here. And I think that food and wine tourism is becoming really important to our district.
Yeah. Well, when do you think is the best time to visit Queenstown? Because I guess, historically, people have always thought Queenstown is a winter destination. But really, for you living there day in, day out, when do you think is the best time to visit?
I love the seasons, Michael, and you know, we have four distinct seasons down here, and they all have something different to offer. And from a food perspective, especially, you know, we eat seasonally here, so there's always something new on the horizon for us to look forward to when it comes to food. For you, for Australians, I think that you know, we have the ski offering here because it is a real mountain ski town, which is quite different to what you have in Australia. And then we look at our summers, where we sort of average 27 degrees with no humidity, which is a cooler than what you get in Australia, but it's a very easy place to live. So golf is great through that time. So it's not any time that you can get away to Queenstown is a good time.
Yeah. Now, I know, you know, I've seen firsthand and definitely experienced it, but the food offering has definitely improved over the years. Apart from that, what do you think for Queenstown and people travelling to Queenstown are now the real standout attractions, you know, the must-dos?
Well, for the adventure guys, you know, obviously the home of the bungee jump is here, shot over jet. But I think that the more sedentary sort of pursuits, like walking in the mountains and things, they're just such a contrast to what is available in the rest of New Zealand and definitely Australia. The outdoors here, it's just something special. There's, you know, the air is clean. Everyone is so relaxed and friendly. It's a very easy place just to come and do whatever takes your fancy. But as long as it's based around some outdoor stuff, you know, people walk away. You see, it's interesting. They walk in the hotel, Michael, and you just see the stress just fall off them over the days they stay with us, because Queenstown's just such a relaxed place to be.
Yeah, look, I remember the very first time I stayed at the Reese, and two really lovely staff members were behind your reception desk, and I just got off the plane. I'd had a very big deadline in Sydney, and I don't know, something happens to you, I think, when you work in cities. And I, you know, I was, they were asking me questions, and really, I was very much yes, no, yes, no. Well, by the time I got down there the following morning and lunch, I was so laid back and relaxed. I don't know if I even had a pulse. You know, it was, there is something very magical about that place.
Absolutely. And look, I'm sitting here with my feet on my desk talking to you, looking out a window across Lake Wakatabu to the remarkable mountains. And there's just something about it. You know, I mean, I can work in my office for 12 or 14 hours a day and not actually feel that, you know, that it's arduous, but it's just nice and relaxing. You get stuff done. And I guess we go back to the friendliness of the people here and the mix of the people that we have here. It's a really interesting place to be.
Yeah. Mark Rose, thank you very much for being on today's show.
Cheers, Michael. Nice talking to you as always.
That was Mark Rose, General Manager of the Reese Hotel. For more details and information, go to mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh.